This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Hello there, Dr. Sabrina. Welcome.
Well, oh, okay. I finally found the right thing to click. They changed the screen.
No worries. Skype did do an update, Dane. It screwed me up. My mic went dead as a result of the software update, so it took me about 15 minutes or so to figure out what to do. I still don't know what I did, but it finally worked. I think after rebooting a couple times. Well, everybody, welcome aboard. We're excited to be here. We're doing a 9-show straight marathon tonight, and we're live with Dr. Sabrina Sessions, pastor of Miracle Internet Church, coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Sabrina, how you been since last time?
Just blessed in yourself. You know, the church, the internet ministry, and the local church together, we're doing a corporate fast of 10 days. And the Lord is blessing already. We've got many, many testimonies. Even our 2-year-olds and our 5-year-olds are memorizing scriptures.
Hey, so, wow. That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. Our God is amazing. And so people are getting healed and delivered, and God's showing them things. And God is so good.
Yes, ma'am.
He's doing all kinds of things in our lives.
Amen.
And he wants to do that all throughout the body of Christ if people will allow him to. He likes to show himself strong on our behalf.
That's right. Amen. That's exactly right. He's called us to pray this month in September. I believe God wants to turn back some of the plans of the enemy.
I'm certain that he does.
Well, we're excited to have you here tonight. And, Dr. Sabrina, we got the next hour together. I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word to the body of Christ and those who will be members of the body of Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst from Zechariah. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels that surround us. And we thank you for their ministry to us. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take the territory in Jesus' name. We bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his underlings. We close every portal in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We close and seal every demonic open door. We bind every form of godliness which denies your power, Lord. We bind all witchcraft attacks, every trafficking demon, all technology attacks, all kundalini attacks, all EMF and retaliation of the enemy. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We bind the culture of deception. We bind all water spirits and all sexual devils, all python spirits, all spirits of whoredom, all leviathan spirits, every Morgellons attack. We bind every demonic throne. We bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind rebellion and confusion and distraction and passivity. And we ask, Father, that you give us eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mind to receive what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church, Father. We give you praise. We bind death and destruction and all oppression and depression. We bind the transference of evil spirits and every spirit that denies the deity of Jesus Christ and his blood atonement. We open our hearts wide to you, Father, and we thank you for speaking to us tonight. We know that the word that you prepared for us is for us, and we open our hearts to receive it. We break the power of every witch, warlock, sorcerer, Satanist, diviner, pagan, and liar in Jesus' name. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, spell, charm, all mind control, jinxes, all triggers, voodoo, magic, sorcery, every form of witchcraft, all bewitchments and potions, death and destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, all ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystal, root work, and every form of demonic prayer or sacrifice. We tear down their altars, Lord, and everything on it in the name of Jesus Christ. We tent their evil and wicked works, Father. We put out their source in the name of Jesus Christ. We break their agreements. We send division into the enemy camp in Jesus' name. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for all who are in authority and through all and for all true Christians everywhere. We pray for President Trump, and we lift him up before you and his campaign for re-election by a large majority without the contesting of results in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And so we thank you, Lord. We particularly bind tribal sin, curses, and demons in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and the glory, Lord. We know that you have all power and that you are able to save us. Amen. Well, first I'm going to tell you just a tad bit about Miracle Internet Radio. I'm the pastor of Miracle Internet Radio and the local church, Miracle Outreach Church, here in Jacksonville, Florida. Our founder was the late Dr. Pat Holliday, and I have been selected by the Lord to pastor and lead this congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. We meet on the internet every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and on Sunday mornings as a united congregation at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. You may find us at www.miracleinternetchurch.com. We have a full webpage with all the information, including our beliefs and everything that we do. Also, there's a link to our archive sermons of 10 years. They're all there. There are also many other sermons located throughout the website. We have links to our books, links to the King James Version of the audio Bible if you would like to listen, and many other things that are very beneficial to the body of Christ. And we encourage you to come to our website. We have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room where you may sign in and place scriptural prayer requests for us to pray for, and the body of Christ will come in agreement according to the word of God in Jesus' name. So let's get started on what the Lord has for tonight. The word that he has given me for tonight is be not swayed. Be not swayed. The influences of significant others in our lives can work to please God or to offend him. In worldly terms, this is called peer pressure. It is the demand or insistence to change our attitudes, values, or behavior in order to conform to the prevailing beliefs, behaviors, or attitudes of others. God is speaking to us concerning the influences that affect our lives and our decisions, be they in agreement with Him or not. Well, in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2, it reads, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment." In other words, we're not supposed to be caught up in a pack that are running around doing things that God is not pleased with. We're not supposed to speak out in a cause that would cause judgment to be averted. That means a false judgment will step in that place, something that God is not in agreement with. And as the people of God, that's not our place. Our place is to come into agreement with the Godhead on every matter. The Bible says now to acquaint ourselves with God and be at peace, and thereby shall great good come to us. Well, that acquaint means to come into agreement with God. And that's what we are to do in every single circumstance of life. We are to be in agreement with God. Proverbs 3 tells us that we're supposed to trust the Lord with all of our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. And that's what God is looking for His people to do. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 10, it reads, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Well, you say, "Well, Dr. Sabrina, I've been a Christian for some time now, and I don't pay too much attention to sinners in the way of telling me what to do." Well, you see, sometimes we get good advice from people who care about us, but it may not be God's counsel. That advice may be well good advice, but it's not God's counsel to us. So we must be careful to do the things that God would have us to do. In Proverbs 22, beginning with verse 24, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul." Well, you know, nowadays it seems to be the easiest thing for somebody to be terribly upset about something. And quite often, there's a just cause underneath. But we are to proceed according to the Word of God and not according to inflamed emotions. Many circumstances are coming to pass in the earth that keep people's emotions inflamed, be it one issue or another. And the elections are just one of them. But God is saying to us that our emotions are supposed to be stilled before Him. The Bible says in our patience to possess our souls. That means we're to take charge over our emotions. We are responsible to manage them according to the Word. We can't allow our emotions to tell us how to be Christians. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. It does not say that the just shall live by their emotions or their feelings or what they heard last. No, the just must live by faith, because that's what God gives us to do, to live a faithful Christian life. Amen? We walk by faith, not by sight, and not by emotions either. So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Well, let's think about this a moment. Sometimes we know people that are Christians, that are called Christians, but they don't necessarily believe all of the Word of God. They believe the part of the Word that they have been exposed to, or that they have chosen to believe out of what they have been exposed to. We must walk in agreement with the Word of God at all times. Amos 3:3 says, two cannot walk together unless they be agreed. So it tells us in this scripture that we don't have any fellowship with unrighteousness when we are walking right with the Lord. We can't, because our God is righteous. All his judgments are just. He is right altogether. And because we walk in the light, because Jesus Christ is the light of our world and the light of the world, we can't have fellowship with darkness, with the unfruitful works of darkness. So, what should we do about this, you say? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, it tells us, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You see, the Lord has called his people out from the world. We are a peculiar treasure to the Lord. We are a holy nation, a royal priesthood before him. We can't walk with unrighteousness, and we can't walk in darkness, you see. We are a separate people unto the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17 reads, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. You know, it's easy to turn on the television and listen to all the drama, because there's plenty of it, and be led away with the error of the wicked. No, after we have heard about the drama, we are to come to the Lord in prayer. And we are to get in the scriptures and see what the Lord says to us concerning the drama. And we are to come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead. And we are to remain steadfast in the Lord. We're not to be swept away on a current that the world is working on. We're not to be swept away in the world's deception. We're not to be swept away in the world's lies, in the lies that Satan brings to pass, the deception, the hurt, the woundedness that the devil brings to pass. We're not to allow it to sweep us away from the Word of God and from Jesus Christ. We are required, though, beloved, to be on alert and to watch out if friendships or relationships cause us to stray from the Lord's standard. God has standards in his word. He has expectations in his word. He has commandments and statutes and laws. We talked about that on our last visit together. And so we must be very careful in our relationships not to allow someone else's slipping to cause us to become backslidden. In Micah chapter 7, beginning with verse 5, it reads, trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. That's the word of the Lord, you know? We are not to put all of our confidence in our friends, in our peer group, in those that are close associates and in our close circle. We're supposed to hold things before the Lord. You see, people are human, so are we. And there are no people that are perfect, neither are we. Amen? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 21, it reads, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death." So God's clearly telling us that in the last days, we may not be able to trust even our closest family members. And we cannot put anyone before the Lord. Not any relationship that we have can we put before the Lord. We are to love the Lord first. And we cannot put mother or father, spouse, child, relative, or friend before the Lord. We can't cherish them more than we cherish and love the Lord himself. Because if we do, we have moved into an idolatrous relationship with that person. And the Lord no longer has full influence in our lives. In Luke chapter 21, beginning with verse 16, the Lord warns us, and he says, "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." You see, beloved, it cost us to stand for Christ. Persecution in this hour is extremely real and pertinent. And we need to keep in mind what the Lord is saying to us, that we need to keep our heart open before him and use his discerning, his understanding, his leading to live our lives. In Jeremiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 4, "Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth." Listen now. "And will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity." So the Lord has many admonitions of this sort. He's clearly warning us to be very, very careful in this hour and to come to him to have understanding and the right point of view on every single matter, every affair of life. We must walk very, very closely with the Lord. Amen. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, the Lord says, "And be not conformed or molded into the shape of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." That means your mind has got to change. Your attitudes have got to change. Your point of view has got to change to please the Lord, "that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, we've got to come out of the world and its mindset and its value system, and we must have our mind renewed according to the Word of God by the Spirit of the living God. Why? So that we can put on display through our lives what is good, acceptable, perfect, and the will of God. It's imperative that we do so. People will seek to draw us after their own causes, that God has not led us into. Yes, it's so. It happens. People, even good-meaning people, will seek to draw us after their own causes that God has not necessarily led us into. We must investigate each cause in the light of the Word of God, instead of assuming that since the matter is being brought to us or being brought forth by someone that we trust, that this is what God wants in our life. In Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, it says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You see, these believers were being drawn away from the true gospel and into a gospel that's perverted. It wasn't the true gospel. It wasn't the faith as it was once delivered to the saints. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Yes, there are those in our midst who would pervert the gospel of Christ. How do we know this? Because of the parable of the wheat and tares. Yes, the wheat and the tares look similar. They grow up together. And it's not until the harvest time that the bloom comes forth so that we can distinguish what are the wheat and what are the tares. And besides, the Lord warns us that if we yank up the wheat and the tares at the same time, we'll ruin the wheat harvest. So we wait on instructions from the Lord of the harvest. Now in verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That means curse. A curse comes into your life when you link yourself up with someone who is in another gospel, who is preaching another gospel, who's not walking in agreement with the gospel as Jesus Christ presented it. You bring a curse into your life, and the curse is reinforced by demon spirits. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? Now, this is the crux of what God is talking about tonight. Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to please the Lord, or are we seeking to please others? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Now we all have heard the gospel preached after man. We've heard it. It's quite flagrant. And It's not what the Lord teaches us from the Word. We've heard it. We've flipped through the channels. We've listened through all the radio. We've been all on YouTube. We've heard it. But we are called to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we're called to follow. We're not called to run behind man. We're called to follow the Lord. Even Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, only as I follow Christ. If I fall away, for by all means do not follow me if I fall away from Christ. That's extremely important, saints, and we need to remember it because very few people are listening to see who is still staying with the scriptures. We just sit there and listen, oh, this is brother so-and-so, and well, listen to him. You see, it may be a good cause, but that does not make it the will of God for you. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13, it reads, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God causes that to happen. In Psalm 1 and verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You see, ungodly in this case means that this case is not God's will for you. I was once in a bishop's office talking to him about the Word of God and about what I believed was the call of God on my life. And he gave me some advice that was not the Lord's advice to me. And I discovered this later on when I repented of having received his advice. You see, I had known him for most of my life. He was a dear friend of the family and a godly minister, and I received his advice that way, but it was not the counsel of the Lord for me at that time. It was not God's will for me, and I ended up having to repent. You see, it means that this advice or counsel is not God's counsel for you. In other cases, it may not be his timing to activate this counsel or persuasion. Saints, when we are being swayed by the opinions, actions, or beliefs of other persons, it can lead to compromise and grave errors if the opinion, belief, or action is not God's will for us to follow or to embrace at that time. Also, as believers in Jesus Christ, we must guard against being overly influenced by worldly trends, fads, or practices. Let me give you an example from a few years back. This is quite a few years back, but not too far. Remember that ice bucket challenge that came about of a few years ago? It was an activity involving the dumping of a bucket of ice water over a person's head to promote awareness of Lou Gehrig's disease, and it exploded on social media. Well, saints, let's think about that. If you want to donate to a cause, that's between you and the Lord. But you don't need ice water poured over your head to do it. As it has been revealed, saints, that was indeed a voodoo ritual. A voodoo ritual. And a deliverance minister wrote about it for Christians to know and be aware. Christians have no business in voodoo rituals, not even in ignorance. Even in the arts, many ballets and dances and paintings and such are actually of demonic origin. Saints, we must remain vigilant to ensure that we are indeed following Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we plan to be the sons of God, we have to be led by His Spirit, not by what's popular or current or fashionable or cool or any of that. We must be led by God's Spirit in every circumstance. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, the Lord tells us that ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. We can't intermingle what the Lord has for us with that the devil is conjuring up. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. The two just do not go together. There is no connection at all. Not at all. And we can't bring up excuses for sinning by going into compromise. Amen? We cannot do that. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye, therefore, partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We can't walk in the dark, saints. I don't care how much you respect that person or persons. We must cling to the Lord and cleave to Him. That's what we are called to do. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, it reads, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Come out of the world. Come out of the world's thinking, come out of the world's belief system, come out of the world's practices. Come out. Come out of the world's sins. Because God does not want you to be a partaker of the plagues of this world. That's not His will for us. God corrects us so that we may be partakers of His holiness. That's the truth. God calls us to be partakers of His holiness rather than to be affiliated with another's evil deeds. In 2 John 10, it reads, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. For he that biddeth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. That's right. That is correct. Just like that group of people come to everybody's door in everybody's neighborhood, knocking on their door, trying to tell them about this religious educational system. You know those people are not of Christ. They're walking in darkness. They're walking in darkness. And the Lord tells us not to be partakers of their evil deeds. They don't come into my yard because I ran them off. They may make a wide circle when they come down the street. In fact, I have so prayed that they don't really come in my neighborhood anymore. They don't come into my neighborhood. They know that they're not welcome here and that the Spirit of the Lord will not allow them to spread their false doctrine here. You see, you must pray for your neighbors as well. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. Don't be swayed and don't be seduced by the wiles of the enemy. The enemy is not going to come to you in a guise that you easily recognize. No, he's going to come with stealth and deception to draw you away from Christ. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 13, it reads, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." So we must stay salty for this world. The world needs a clear understanding of who Jesus Christ is, of who our Heavenly Father is. They need to be able to see him in our lives. In Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 7, the Lord says to us, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Isn't that convicting, saints? Yes, it is. "This persuasion," God is saying, "cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." Well, you see, I make my own homemade bread, and I understand this extremely well. When you put yeast into a lump of bread, it makes all of it to rise, not just part of it. And if you have a little sin, it's going to defile the whole lump. That's what God is saying. You were doing just fine. What caused you to get off the track? Was it that you were swayed or seduced by someone or by a spirit that's not of God? It's possible, beloved. It's possible. It could happen. It has happened to many. Luke chapter 6. Now, let me back up for a second. I want to say something here. Saints, when we faithfully follow the Lord, we should not expect to fit in all the time. No, we won't. Not at all. Not even always with others that are known to be Christians or believe that they are Christians. We're not going to fit in. Why? Because we can hear the voice of the Lord. because we have an unction from the Holy One, and we know all things. We won't fit in, not even into all Christian circles. Why? Because there are things they have not learned yet that we have learned. And so where we're walking in the light, they are yet to come into that revelation knowledge. So you see, there are reasons for these things. Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company. Yes, it happens. You will receive persecution. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you too. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Saints, this is real today. It's very real. It's very real. There are people who do not believe in the deliverance ministry. They do not believe, even though it's in the scriptures, that a Christian can have a demon. Christians not only can have a demon, Christians can have many demons. It depends on the Christian. Christians can have whatever they want, whatever they allow. It's so. It is so, saints. And if you have been one of those Christians, then you should go to the Lord and repent and ask Him to forgive you. And ask Him to bring your life into correction to the Holy Scriptures and His Spirit. Amen? You know, you want to be right with the Lord when that time comes. It is the Word of God that separates us from the world while also giving us the conviction and the strength to resist unlawful influences which surround us. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 19, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And it hates the Jesus in you and the gospel that you espouse. In John chapter 17, beginning with verse 14, the Lord says to us, I have given them thy word. And he was praying to his Father at the time. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, meaning us, that evil. I am not of the world. Sanctify them, set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So you see, saints, we are called out of the world system, out of what the world does, believes, thinks, and acts on, because we belong to the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 2, it reads that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh or in the self life to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles or the world, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. So there's your persecution right there. They think it's strange that you're not running with them anymore. But you have changed gods, and you have come to know the true and living God, and you can't run with them anymore. And when you are filled with the Word and with the Spirit of God, they will run away from you. That's right. They will leave you. The Holy Scriptures speak to us, and they point to the path of righteousness so that we can see clearly and walk out our salvation with reverence before the Lord. We must walk out our salvation with reverence before the Lord. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 104, reads, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So what is the lamp doing? The lamp shows me where I'm standing, where I am, whether I'm in Christ or whether I'm not. And it's a light unto my path. It shows me if I continue where I'm going, where I'm going to end up. What are the consequences going to be? What are the blessings going to be? The word of the Lord is the lamp, filled with the light of God to show us where we are and where we're headed. And it would do us all good to take heed to what the word of the Lord has to say. Consider these scriptures and let them speak to you. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A prudent man foresees evil. How can he foresee it? He's walking in the light of the Word of God. He's obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 6, verse 27. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Well, no, he can't. So neither can we partake of worldliness, partake of compromise, partake of sin, and not be tainted or defiled, you see. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Wherefore, by their fruits shall you know them. That would mean that we would have to be observant and to pay close attention and look for the fruit. Yes, God calls us to inspect the fruit of others' lives that we listen to, that influence us, that have sway in our lives. He said, by their fruit shall you know them. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. See, you can't make a fool out of God. It doesn't work that way. All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There is no creature that he doesn't see. He sees clearly the hearts of all men, and he knows what's in our hearts. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, the Bible says. For he that soweth to his flesh, to his self-life, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit of God, shall of the Spirit of God, reap life everlasting. Yep, that's what God said, and he means it. See, when you're in Christ, people can't make a fool of you because God can't be made a fool of, and he lives in you. And if you live by the Word of God and you walk by the Spirit of God, the Lord will point out to you when people are deceiving you, being disingenuous with you, not being forthright with you, not being truthful with you, being deceptive with you. The Lord doesn't want you taken advantage of. So it would be to our advantage to walk closely with the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Dr. Sabrina, excuse me for interrupting. This is an excellent message tonight. I want to tell you we've got 5 minutes left.
All right. We'll be there in about two.
Okay.
All right. For even hereunto were ye called, but Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Saints, true satisfaction comes in God's kingdom when we follow and please the Lord. We are told that we are to not follow that which is evil, but follow that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil hath not seen God. So, beloved, we are not to yield ourselves to every influence that comes around the corner. We're to walk in Christ. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Standing for what is right in the Lord will most likely not win applause and acclaim for you, but it will help you on your journey to your heavenly home. Amen. I pray that you were blessed by this word. Amen.
Excellent word tonight. Dr. Sabrina, this was awesome. What would you like to title this for the archive tonight?
Let's see. I think I gave it a title. Be Not Swayed.
Okay. Folks, stay tuned. We've got 9 show marathon tonight. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want you to give out your contact information, Dr. Sabrina. How do people tune into the shows, and how can they support Miracle Internet Church?
Well, we may be found on the internet at www.miracleinternetchurch.com. We have a link on our front page and across our banner to PayPal. And if you would prefer to mail it, the mailing address is there under giving at miracleinternetchurch.com. We are live on the internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, and we are heard all over the world. We are also on the internet live on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Sunday service. We participate in Holy Communion, we repent, and we administer deliverance on Wednesdays and Fridays. We take guest call-ins so that people may receive prayer. We do intercessory prayer. We have a sermon, and God moves mightily. We also have a global prayer warriors prayer room where our saints enter their prayer request, and as a body, we corporately pray for every request. And God has been moving mightily and answering our prayers. You are welcome to join us at any time and to peruse our website at MiracleInternetChurch.com. And God bless you.
Doc Sabrina, we love and appreciate you, all of Miracle Internet Church. We'll see you back soon. Check your schedule for October. Let's get you back on. God
all
bless
right,
you, my
God
friend.
God bless you.
Excellent word. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Friends, stay tuned.